This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, Judah, will you turn my headphones up just a little bit, please? Just a little bit. Listen, you know, and I've said this before, that, yeah, thank you. I'm about as sick and tired of showing you all the bad things going on in this country, but, you know, the question that needs to be begged here, are we supposed to just ignore how they're attacking us? That's ridiculous. I mean, I'd prefer to give the message that as we, the American people under God, are the law, through exhibition, we're bringing forth justice upon the heads of these bad guys. But that's not the message. See, you're listening to their message, and the reason you're having to listen to their message is because of your inaction. See, now, if you were the doers of the word, not the hearers only, deceiving yourselves, and showed corruption that you weren't going to put up with them, we wouldn't have to listen to their message. They would be listening to our message, and that message would be loud and clear, teaching the fear of God and departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. But that's not where we're at. I remember when we first started the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Me and Tim, we were working together, morning show host for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And we decided we were going to do a website together, and we put together SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and it just went, it just took off. I mean, literally, just took off. 700,000 unique visitors the first month, 850 the second, tipping on 1 million visits the third month, and then all of a sudden, Google pulled the rug on the ministry. Facebook pulled the rug. YouTube pulled the rug. Listen to me. The American government legislated Section 230 to attack their political opposition, and that's what they have been doing to this ministry for years now. Okay? Because, again, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out how this works. Hey, folks, you know how they keep people enslaved, don't you? They keep them ignorant. That's all. They just keep them ignorant. They don't let you read. In this case, slaves, they didn't let them read. In America, they had the opportunity to read, but they don't want to read. They want to be entertained, so they're entertained from reading, and they're being entertained by a narrative that's premised on propaganda. That's why we have to cover the things that we have to cover, because we wanted to let you know that truth makes men free. And that happens in the process of following Jesus Christ. And it's a process. And we here at the Sons of Liberty work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because we want to be used for the purposes of winning this country, as in the process of going and hitting the road like we did last week when we drove 30 hours, did a service in Ohio, then the same day drove another 5 hours to do another service in Michigan, and then the next morning to wake up and to drive 11 hours coming back home. I'm not giving myself accolade, but as me and Tim were talking about this morning, it's interesting to note that we want to lead by example here, and that's what we've been doing. But Americans don't like that. Americans just want to be entertained. That's it. Because Americans are like the national inquiring minds need to know based on gossip. And nobody did it better than Rush Limbaugh. Oh, my goodness. People, 20 million Americans listened to that guy drive a narrative that was completely unconstitutional. 20 million people for 3 hours a day. Oh, my goodness. They put off the word of God and they put on a man. They reap the curse and they're trying to figure out why they're being judged. Oh, my goodness, right? Ah, you get it. But again, I think it's important for people to understand that we're not just talking here at the ministry. And here's the deal. I've said it so many times. This ministry is premised on doers of the word, and we've been doing this for 23 hours. How many times I've had people come into the ministry and say, you've done all of this? And I look at the board and say, I don't feel like I've done anything. Here, let me give you a little salt on your tongue while I'm doing this live. I usually do this during the radio broadcast, during the breaks. But what I'll do is I'll bring you over to the website really quick so you can see for yourself as to what I'm talking about. So if you're on social media platforms right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to where we have been. And we've got to update this too, by the way. And when I go to where we have been, many of the there's towers. If you see the towers, that's where we're broadcasting on national radio. 156 different cities up in Alaska as well. And matter of fact, someone just told me last month that, Bradley, there's a lot of people listening to you up in Alaska. Well, I appreciate that. I hope you guys are out there doing what we do and practicing what we preach, because if we love God, it's not hard to do, right? We do it with a willful heart because we see what Christ did for us on the cross. But if you look at this, and again, it needs to be updated, this is all the places that we've been, where we have physically put our feet to the ground in preaching. That's why I'm humored. And of course, this is, again, the reason the media and their useful idiots attack my ministry, and they attack it hard because their father, the devil, said in Revelation 12, and I'm going to go there really quick, Revelation 12, because this is radio, and I believe we're in verse 10, excuse me, verse 10, and I'm going to go to 10, and it says this, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Okay, so we've partaken with that, but we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, because we love not our lives unto death. Oh, that's exactly true. And then when I go down to verse 17 of Revelation 12, it says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, the church, and went to make war with who? The remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have testimony of Jesus Christ. I just wanted to let you know what kind of a ministry you're listening to. Because if you left it up to me, folks, we wouldn't be doing radio. We would be out on the front row, or out on the, as people love to say, we're cutting edge. It's like, you know what, you ain't cutting edge nothing. Matter of fact, I just had a guy come up to me after the events in Michigan. There's a couple hundred people there, and it was an outdoors deal, which was really cool. And they were a different breed. And the next day, a guy came over and he said to me, he goes, I just wanted to take the time and come over and meet you and tell you how much I admire what you do. And he goes, it really took something for you to come out here and speak to a bunch of rednecks the way that you did. I said, no, that was easy. That was really easy. When you love God, folks, it's easy to preach to people regardless of who they are. Because like my father, I desire that men come to the knowledge of the truth. But it's not my job to save them. That's the Holy Ghost's job to save them. And then it's for the people, once they're saved, to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, and then to get a part of ministry to win the day here, right? So again, I didn't mean to ramble, but that is live radio. That's what we do here. So we're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do consider supporting the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for all the orders the last week. But we also thank you for supporting the ministry and keeping us out there in seeking and saving that which is lost. Luke 19:10. Read Matthew 4:19 as well, because that's what we become. We'll be right back. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me get to this video, and it is the responsible party when it comes to gun rights. We just got it done early last week, and I want to share it with you. And listen carefully to the information. It's a very short video audio, and it's important that you hear it. By the way, subscribe to this page, folks. We have an education page as well with hundreds of videos that we've done in educating people concerning issues, and we're doing our best to cover them all, but we're trying to bring about the resolve with every given issue, which is found in the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, but it's for us to enforce that law. Here we go. Check it out. Do mass murderers really represent law-abiding gun owners? Then why are the innocent always being accused and punished? To ban guns because the criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Over and over again, after mass shootings that take place, Americans sit back and watch their said representatives congregate in direct contrast to what it is that their forefathers established to further attack their God-given rights, namely the right to bear arms. There's only one reason a politician would aim to disarm, and for no other. They want gun control, because they want the control. As a matter of fact, just look to history. The truth of the matter lies in the face of the law. Not one piece of gun legislation, as they call it, is legal. Again, we have God-given rights, friends, not privileges. Let me ask you the question. Does the lawbreaker represent the law abiders? They no more represent them than the corrupt politicians represent the law that they are to uphold. I ask, when Cain killed Abel, did the Lord blame the weapon used, or did he lay the consequences to Cain, the guilty one? You do not accuse the innocent people for which the guilty people are responsible for. Also take note that those who mean to accuse the innocent by disarming them do so with taxpayer-funded armed security detail. And consider who it is that are calling for gun control measures. For the politicians who want to go along to get along and undermine our God-given rights, it's time for them to be held accountable for what it is that they are responsible for doing. And that is to hold them accountable for the death of the innocent in their illegal gun-free zones. Sounds like a good idea to me, because if you look at the side of law, that's exactly what it is. Yet instead of the American people holding politicians accountable for the death of the innocent in these gun-free zones, the American people are allowing the politicians to continuously assail them concerning their Second Amendment right. So I think that's proper, put in perspective. And it's just incredible, friends, as to where we're at concerning that topic. Now, what I want to do is let me do this. I want you to listen to this. If you haven't heard this, I want you to hear it. This is a veteran. He's 100 years old. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he says concerning the country that he fought for. Okay. And we'll get to our main topic right after that, just to keep it in segments here. Check this out.
I've lived a good life. I mean, I've had a lot of happiness, smiling, telling everybody that everything was beautiful every day. If I went into my church and didn't say everything was beautiful, they'd think I was sick. And I'm not that way. I mean, I sincerely believe in this old world that everything is beautiful. I mean, if I wake up in the morning and see these plants out here and all those flowers that are in there and the green grass on the ground, that's beautiful. And people don't realize what they have.
That's right.
Bitch about it.
Oh, he said that.
And then nowadays, I am so upset that the things we did and the things we fought for and the boys that died for it, it's all gone down the drain. Our country's gone to hell in a handbasket. We haven't got the country we had when I was raised. Not at all. Nobody will have the fun I had. Nobody will have the opportunity I had. It's just not the same. That's not what our boys, that's not what they died for.
It's not what they died for. This isn't the country they died for.
I'm so sorry. I'll be all right. Just takes me time.
I think he's talking to his granddaughter, telling her that he's sorry.
Why me? She's sitting here like this. See, all this going on.
Yeah, all this is going on. And he says, why are we sitting here like that? Oh, my goodness.
I'm recording this.
Is that incredible? Is that incredible? Ah. The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves. And those that they love, they resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the force and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment that they fight back, their lives as they have lived them are over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it is a form of suicide, saith a former dissident from the Soviet Union. He said they are literally killing off who they used to be, which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate and drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at those people's doors, and when they will cry and scream and beg for mercy, but it will fall upon the deaf ears of the men who just wanted to be left alone. Boy, that's pretty crazy. That's great from a carnal perspective, but when we realize that our sin is befallen to us because we've offended the majesty on high, then we're going to understand why he has to judge this nation. I want to get over to introducing you to our unsung hero. Many of you already know who she is. I've heard her story in the past. And when I begin to, yesterday we had Jim White on, and nobody exposes Child Protective Services more than he does, as well as that of foster care, government corruption, how they're kidnapping children. And Nancy Schaefer came up in the conversation when talking to Jim, and I was going to try to get to it yesterday, but there was no way. I mean, folks, we could literally have three-hour shows for the next week just covering the crimes of the CPS. Matter of fact, Jim White yesterday told me that he was involved in hundreds of cases. And the stuff that he's seen, he said he doesn't even want to talk about it. The stuff that corruption in government has been busted doing, he doesn't want to even talk about. We're talking about them preying on our children and breaking up families to steal them away so those kids can be violated through sexual violations, molestation, satanic abuse. Many times these kids are lost in the system, never to be seen or heard again or heard from again. And he had said to me, Bradley, you know, when I brought up the word foster care to him, he said, yeah, Bradley, I just had so-and-so on the radio just a couple days ago, and he said that when she worked for the CPS in the foster care system, he said that she told him on radio that every month there was quotas. They had to find a certain amount of handicapped kids, special kids. And the way that they would track them, friends, is people that had complained about their kids before. He had also told me that the CPS in many cases would find out where the children were. They would go over to their house unannounced. They would take pictures of their clotheslines. And they would say that they noticed that there were certain clothes that were missing, namely the kids that they wanted to steal from. So before they knew it, social services or CPS or foster care would come in and steal their kids. And they would say that the parents were neglecting the children because their clothes weren't being cleaned. I'm not making this up. Remember also, if you were listening to the radio show yesterday with Jim White, I also brought up McAfee, John McAfee. He's the guy that created the system for the government. He was a really smart guy. Of course, the government had to kill him off because he was exposing the corruption within. But during one of his interviews, he went outside of the talking points and said he wanted to share with the American people and people worldwide that those that were child trafficking, when he opened up the back end of the computer over the government system that he created, he said it was the State Department that was actually trafficking the children. And he also brought up the CIA and their drug trafficking, which we all have known for years. Yeah, no surprise here, folks. And I'm going to come right back and I'm going to...
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down after thousands expressed their displeasure of a worsening economic crisis in the country. They stormed the president's residence and office, though it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken's overseas for a G20 summit that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. This is USA Radio News. Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned home to Tokyo on Saturday. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday amidst several ethics scandals. Overall, Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, if you don't mind, thank you for the orders last week, but please do take the time in considering that it's your support that keeps us out there. We are not supported by sponsors, just so you understand. That's not us. It never has been. We don't have a golden calf here. We were asked by GCN several years ago, I'm thinking 10, 15 years now, to come over to the radio broadcast and give a national signal, and that's what we've been doing with Ted Anderson and crew over there. So, again, do consider supporting the ministry. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Become a son or a daughter of Liberty. And keep us out there, folks. We appreciate you. We show you fruit every day. Get on our email list, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. We send out an email every single day. We have contributors from all over the country, constitutional attorneys, police officers, former military, preachers, the list goes on, that are in the culture war, okay, that are in the culture war. As well, friends, subscribe to that page. Join us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. Here is our unsung hero. Her name is Nancy Schaefer, and I want you to check out her message to the American people. I'm sure many people know who she is, but I want you to listen carefully to the content of what it is that she is fighting against. You ready for this? Let's do this.
Thank you to all of you.
What a great woman.
I have served in the Georgia State Senate for 4 years. One of my greatest pleasures, other than my sonogram bill, was getting the resolution passed to stop the North American Union.
She was definitely a doer of the word in every sense of the word.
However, for 4 years, I have been confronted with families struggling to remove their children from the clutches of Child Protective Services. I wrote a scathing report last year on the corruption in Child Protective Services and an update, and copies are out on the table. During the last session of the Georgia General Assembly, I introduced Senate Bill 415 relating to juvenile proceedings, and copies of that bill are attached to the report on the tables. The bill 415 called for the time allotted for the Department of Human Resources to provide emergency care to a child without a court order to be reduced from 7 days to 72 hours. It required a court order to enter the residence of a parent or guardian to seize a child. It called for family court to be open to the public. Confidentiality and secrecy in family court protects the wrong people. It provided that immunity in the system shall not extend to the seizures of children that are found to be in violation, nor to the administration of medication to a child over the objection of the parent or custodian, and it provided the state from applying for obtaining, receiving, or accepting adoption incentive payments under the Federal Adoption and Safe Families Act of 1997. The Department of Child Protective Services has become a protected empire built on taking children and separating families. This is not to say that there are not those children who do need to be removed from wretched situations and need protection. However, my report is concerned with the children and parents caught up in legal kidnapping. Having worked with probably 300 cases statewide and hundreds across the country, and in nearly every state, I am convinced there is no accountability in Child Protective Services.
Okay, so what's interesting, in just from a lawful perspective here, friends, consider that the state has no children. So everything the state is doing, and they're, every step of the way in going after your children, just like corrupt politicians creating the tens of thousands of policies, there's no constitutional provision or delegation from the people that gave them authority to do it in the first place. And what Nancy's talking about here is what she found when she began to discover what the CPS was responsible for, and she called it an empire. And then she begins to talk about there's no oversight, and how the government and the state are now kidnapping children, and they call it legally. Wait a second. The state doesn't have any children. There's no constitutional provision. We never delegated authority for them to do it. But they're doing it. Who's the criminal? You're going to have to figure that out.
I've come to several conclusions. Two or three are, one, that poor parents, not always, but oftentimes, are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire an attorney and fight the system. That caseworkers and social workers are very often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence.
The caseworkers and social workers are committing fraud. This is her findings. This is the state targeting children. These are fighting words.
They fabricate evidence, and they seek to terminate parental rights unnecessarily. That the separation of families and the snatching of children is growing as the business grows because state and local governments have grown accustomed to having these taxpayer dollars to balance their ever-growing budgets. That the bureaucracy is huge. Look at who is getting paid. State employees, attorneys, court investigators, yep, guardian ad litems, court personnel and judges. There are psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists, counselors, foster parents, adoptive parents, and on, all are looking to the children in state custody to provide job security. That the Adoption and the Safe Families Act, set in motion first in 1974 by Walter Mondale and later in 1997 by President Bill Clinton, offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of
cash bonuses for stealing children.
In order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local child protective services would need more children. They must have merchandise that sells, and they must have plenty so the buyer can choose. Some counties often offer $4,000 to $6,000 bonus for each child adopted out to strangers, and an additional $2,000 for a special needs child. Employees work to keep the federal dollars flowing. But that is only the beginning figure in the formula in which each bonus is multiplied by the percentage that the state has managed to exceed its baseline adoption number. Therefore, states and local communities work hard to reach their goals for increased numbers of adoptions for children in foster care. As you can see, this program is offered from the very top and is run by Health and Human Resources. This is why victims in Child Protective Services get no help from their legislators. It explains why my bill, Senate 415, suffered such defeat in the Judicial Committee.
See, they're all guilty of it, friends. They're all guilty of it. They're all working in alliance to make sure that they have access to the children. They're all working against the law. This is in unison. And this lines itself up with Isaiah 28, verse 18. Read it when you get a moment.
Cut off at every juncture, and why I was defeated myself last month for my reelection by another Republican. That tax dollars are being used to keep this gigantic system afloat. Many grandparents have called me to get custody of their grandparents before being lost in the system. Grandparents who lose their grandchildren to strangers have lost their own flesh and blood. The children lose their family heritage, and grandparents, and parents too, lose the connection of their heirs. And that the National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect in 1998 reported that 6 times more children died in foster care than in the general public.
6 times more did children die in foster care than in the general public. You tell me what is going on there, friends.
And that once removed to official safety, these children are far more likely to suffer abuse, including sexual molestation, than in the general population. Think what that number is today, 10 years later. Here are a couple of the recommendations on my list. Call for an independent audit of all state child protective services and for a federal congressional hearing.
Listen to what she's saying here.
On child protective services. Abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money. I have witnessed such injustice and harm brought to so many families that I am not sure if reform of the system is even possible. The system cannot be trusted. It does not serve the people. It obliterates families and children simply because it has the power to do so. What I have said to you in these few minutes is that we must confront the fraud in child protective services. Child Protective Services seizes children using the very system that is paid for by the taxpayer who actually believes it is used to protect abused and neglected children. The bureaucracy of workers benefit financially by a system that converts children into cash while destroying their families and their lives. No child who emerges from the system can ever be sound or whole. Many disappear and never are ever heard from again.
Many of those kids that are brought through the CPS, many disappear and are never heard from again. I want you to think about this. This is your government that you're tolerating, friends. I'm talking about corruption in the CPS and the foster care system.
God will not stand for what is happening
Amen.
To our children
no, he won't.
And our families. His heart beats for these children. He will lift up the downtrodden. What is happening in America regarding child protective services is a criminal political phenomenon.
It's a political criminal phenomenon. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you the outcome of Nancy Schaefer's life when she was playing the woman of God. If you look at Isaiah 58:12, she was playing the repairer of the breach in mending the ways and justifying before God in her actions what needed to be done.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Crazy. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and finish that off, is what I'm going to do. And what we'll do is we'll come right back, and then I want to show you the outcome of the life of this unsung hero, Nancy Schaefer. Let's go ahead, and it's probably about, I'm guessing, less than a minute here. Let's listen to the rest of it.
Families. His heart beats for these children. He will lift up the downtrodden. What is happening in America regarding child protective services is a criminal political phenomenon, and it must be brought to an end. Please join me in working to help set our children and our families free, to whom much is given, much is required. As you pray for this nation, pray for the upcoming election, and for our national financial crisis, please pray for our children and for our families. We all must press on and win this race for America. Thank you very much.
My goodness. I mean, folks, it doesn't get any more clear than what she was willing to take a stand for. I do want to show you exactly what she was doing. When you look at, and I brought this up earlier, when you look at Isaiah 54, it says, Sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth singing, into singing and cry aloud, thou that did not travail a child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. And when you see what's going on here, these people are literally preying on the fatherless. And they're the advocates of that as well. But again, friends, we can't accuse them of what it is the American people are tolerating from them. And so in the meantime, when we look at Scripture, we can see that Nancy was doing what others were unwilling to do. I do need to bring up Leviticus 26, verse 22, where it says, I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children. And that is a part of judgment again. And I want to, I'm here to tell you that there's still people out there, friends, that are willing to stand up and take whatever needs to be taken on the behalf of our kids. And Nancy just happened to be one of them. And I'll give you the answer, and then I'll bring you to the conclusion of that of Nancy Schaefer and this unsung hero. When you read Isaiah 58, verse 12, this applies to the church. Now, I've said this before, and I want to say it again, that if you have the audacity to call yourself a Christian, you better practice what you preach, because the Lord said, He will not hold them guiltless that taketh His name in vain. In other words, those that call themselves Christians, He's going to hold you to it. It's the third commandment, Exodus 20. And in saying that, we have a mandate by God. Nancy ended with, to whom much has been given, much is required. That's right. And we are called and mandated by God to bring the answers to the world. And that's exactly what we see Nancy doing. And when I look at Isaiah 58, 12, it tells us, and they that shall be of thee, of the Lord, shall build the old waste places. Okay? Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. And what do we see here? We see a grandma that was willing to stand up and to protect the children at all costs. That's literally what we're partaking with. That's what we're seeing here with a Nancy Schaefer. Okay? And what's also interesting, friends, is
tonight,
and I'm sorry I have to show you this, but it also shows you, and many people are commenting about this, it's interesting that heroes are killed. Well, friends, you've heard before, history is written by men who hung heroes. Yeah. Well, the villains, friends, are the ones that have bodyguards. They were the ones that did the killing. And people still haven't figured that out, because they still have a carnal, reprobate mind. They don't understand, because they don't have the mind of the Spirit. But what I want to show you now is the price that she paid for those children. And I want to show you how the machine, the media machine, comes in again to cover up for the conspirators. This woman is across the boards as being very well known for standing up and going after the CPS to break down this system of crime towards our children. And the government illegally stealing away the children of people across this country from families, breaking them up and the such. Okay? This is now the outcome of Nancy Schaefer's life. And I want you to look at this newsreel.
And tonight, GBI investigators are at the Northeast Georgia home of former state senator Nancy Schaefer. She and her husband were found dead there earlier today. Fox 5's George Franco joins us live from Harrison County with the story. George.
Deidre, I'm in the town of Turnerville, about 5 miles north of Clarksville in Habersham County. And just down the road there is the crime scene where the GBI and Habersham County Sheriff deputies are investigating the apparent murder-suicide of former state senator...
Folks, this is what I'm talking about. Here's the mainstream media coming in to cover up for the conspirators. Murder-suicide. Her and her husband were married for 52 years. When you were listening to Nancy Schaefer, did you hear any error, uneasiness? Did you hear discern any lunacy? Or did you hear soundness from a loving grandmother and a mother to those children that she means to protect? They want you to believe... Just, we've been fed this so many times, friends. They want you to believe that Nancy's husband shot her in the back of the head. And they want you to believe that he took the shotgun and shot himself in the chest. And this is the mainstream media giving it to you again concerning Nancy Schaefer. Americans, when will you learn?
County Sheriff deputies are investigating the apparent murder-suicide of former state senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband Bruce. The GBI says they were called to the home of the Schaefers at the Orchard Private Golf Community just after 6 tonight. We're told family members found Nancy and Bruce Schaefer dead in their home. Investigators are still trying to determine exactly what happened and so far have not indicated who killed whom, but they do say that both Nancy Schaefer and her husband Bruce were shot to death.
Preliminarily, it looks to be a murder-suicide.
This is the same story we hear over. And folks, the Clintons have how many hundreds of dead people around them? And what do these paid jokers do? These morticians that commit the autopsy? Friends, what do? The same thing. They're just told what to say. They go out and do it because they don't want any trouble. How many times have we heard these people, friends, committing suicide? Anybody that dares get in there and they cause too much trouble, they end up dead. And for some reason or another, the story's always the same. They put a shotgun to their head and they shot themselves 14 times, committing suicide. And there the American people are to go ahead and give it a pass again, all the while knowing that they're being lied to by the same people and the same murderers doing the same deeds all over again, just like their father. And this is just another prime example of what it is, folks.
Agents on the scene.
They kill your heroes.
There will be a thorough investigation.
Yeah, thorough investigation. Yeah, right.
The GBI is being thorough with this investigation. We are expecting to be debriefed on exactly what they have found in a little while. That is coming up. A news conference they're telling us. But some details about the folks. We're told that the Schaefers moved here to Habersham County after living for 35 years in Atlanta. They have 5 children, 4 sons and a daughter, and also clearly a lot of people who are mourning their loss this night. Reporting live tonight in Habersham County, I'm George Franco, Fox 5 News.
All right, thank you, George. The deaths of Mrs. Schaefer and her husband were announced this evening around 7:30 in the Georgia General Assembly. State Representative Rick Austin led the packed House chamber in a moment of silence.
And that's as far as it's going to go.
Mrs. Schaefer had a long career in local and state politics. She was a former Atlanta mayoral candidate. She also served 2 terms in the state Senate, representing the 50th District in Northeast Georgia. In 1986, she founded the nonprofit Family Concerns Incorporated. Mrs. Schaefer was an opponent of abortion and gay marriage and fought for public display of the Ten Commandments.
So in other words, she was upholding the law.
And she was the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor in 1994. Stay with Fox 5 for continuing coverage.
So she's getting too close, folks. She's on to something, and that's what they do. How many people have died this way? I think of Senator Stevens in Alaska. I think of Schaefer Cox in Alaska. I think of Boys Town when the pedophile ring cover-up was being exposed. I remember the investigators being blown up with their children in an airplane with all the evidence against politicians in Washington, D.C. And I'm talking about the Franklin cover-up case. And over and over and over again, anybody gets too close, they all of a sudden they die. But it's always the same narrative. They die under mysterious circumstances or they commit suicide. These are not the type of people that commit suicide. Nancy Schaefer was not that. Now, folks, for anybody that looks at a Nancy Schaefer and you say within yourself, you know what, I was inspired today by this woman. And then you've seen the price paid. If you're born of the Spirit, you know what this does? It inspires you all the more to do the right thing. Not to sit on the sideline and watch the state to commit acts that are unlawful towards the children. You heard exactly what Nancy had to say. Folks, the legacy lives on when we live the same way that they lived. Hebrews 13:7. I'm talking about the Christ, but I've seen the Christ and what she was doing every step of the way. Nancy Schaefer, we salute you, ma'am. And we hope to see you again. You are a cloud of witnesses even now. We hope to see you on the other side of all this after we win the day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.